Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this special Easter service is written in Paul's letter to the Colossians, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. Therefore, because you were raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, when I was the vacancy pastor at Zion in Toledo, at the time they had a Christian day school, they had an annual Easter egg hunt. And kids from all over the neighborhood showed up. Part of my job as the minister was throwing out a bunch of eggs onto their soccer field to make sure there were enough eggs there for the kids. But it didn't end there. Once they got all the eggs, or most of them, then they all gathered in church for a devotion, for a true explanation of what Easter really means. It became an evangelism tool. Well, there was also some seeking or some searching going on in Jerusalem. The women had gone to the tomb. The tomb was empty. Where was Jesus? Well, you heard in the gospel for this morning, for our service. He's risen. He's alive. That's what we look at on this Easter service. Because it's also a time for us to hunt. So this morning we look at the great Easter Day search. It's first of all a search for things above. Because Christ has risen, we too will one day rise to go and live with him in glory. But that's in the future. We are going to be looking for that already now. What's our situation? We're sinners. For you died. That was the case ever since Adam and Eve ate of that forbidden fruit. They died to God and became alive to the devil. We are also the same way by nature. We're dead in our trespasses and sin. That happens at the very moment that we are conceived, and will continue to be that way until we leave this world. We will be sinners. And because of that sin, we deserve eternal punishment, eternal damnation with the devil in the place the Lord prepared for him, the place we call hell. That's our deserved fate because of our sin. What's man's natural inclination because of that sinful nature? Set your mind not on earthly things. Earthly things. Earthly pleasures. Does that mean you can't have fun? No. Most of these earthly pleasures, a good family, a good job, good food on the table. I'm going to be having lasagna for dinner today, and I love it. It's a pleasure. What he's talking about here is abuse of that pleasure, or sinful things that mankind has concocted in his mind. Too often people stress that as more important than believing in Christ Jesus. As I travel around, I notice not just in our churches, but in almost all mainline churches today, the attendance is dropping. Many of the old congregations have just a few members coming, and they're old. Or I should say older. Never mind. Very few young people. And why? The world has placed before mankind so many things to do on Sunday. When I had the vacancy at New Hope in Toledo, right across from the church was the middle school. Right next to the church was the soccer field. And they were just lucky I had a loud voice, because the noise from that soccer field on Sunday morning was humongous. It was loud. But it was expected. The church is now closed. The building is torn down. The soccer field is now the new school. That, they figured, was more important than having a church there. My youngest son was a state qualifying diver. It always had a banquet at the end of the year for the divers and for the swimming team. One year, they had it on Maundy Thursday evening. I couldn't go. I had church. The other members had also had kids. They went. Again, what is stressed more, the things of this world or the things of God? If the things of this world are more important, it's wrong. And yet so many people think that's all there is. Jeremy, you said it. Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you might be dead. That's the mantra we hear today. So let's enjoy life to the fullest. And who cares what God says? God does. I do. So do you. So he says, don't look at the things of this world. Don't make them the most important things in your lives. Rather, he says, set your mind on things above. And that's what we're doing today, aren't we? We're setting our mind on things, on Jesus, who rose from the grave and then ascended on high, who now lives on high in heaven, again with his Father, preparing a home for us. And how can we get there? Not because of what we do, but because of what he has done for us. As I said earlier, we're sinners. We deserve to go to hell. We can't get ourselves out of hell by ourselves. But Jesus did. With his life, with his death, with his resurrection. He says, just believe it, and heaven will be your home. And so he said, every single day when you get up, say, I want to do things that honor you, God. And if my neighbor says, but don't worry about it, then just do what you want to do. Set our eyes on things above where Jesus is now, and honor him with your life. The great Easter Day search is a search for things above. It's also a search for life. When Mary Magdalene was allowed by the Lord to recognize him, I can imagine her thought right away, he's alive! And I thought he was gone forever. We are also alive. We have a new life of service for him now. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. We're children of God. That's amazing. Even though we are still sinners, we are children of God. And our Father in heaven loves us and takes care of us. And hears every single prayer that we say to him. And he answers every single prayer we take to him. Maybe not in the way we expected, but in a way that is best for us, because we are his children. So we live this world now. What's our goal? eventually heaven. Yes, we'll get to that shortly. But our goal now is to give God honor. So many times when I've had problems and I get the question, how can you handle it? Why aren't you upset? Because God's with me. And he said, he'll take care of me. My leg got me pretty upset this week, last 2 weeks. I thought, what a horrible time to have it happen. Holy Week! It's the busiest year time of the year for a pastor. And guess what? Even with the 7 stitches and the cellulitis that I have, 5 services are about done. And I'm still doing it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me the strength to be able to do what he wants me to do. And he can do the same for you. When times get difficult, turn to him. He says, I will take care of you. And when you do, you are giving him honor. The world says, no, brag about yourself. No, I brag about the Lord and all that he has done for me. And then the search will end with eternal life with Christ. When Christ, who is your life, appears, that's judgment day. When he ascended on high, he said, I'm coming back. He said, as a man, I don't even know, but my Father in heaven knows. I will come back. You can be sure of it. And that will be a fantastic day for us and a horrible day for the unbelievers. We're not going to talk about them today. We're going to talk about us. He says, then you also will appear with him in glory. It doesn't say that just Jesus is in glory. So will we. What does that mean? I don't know. It knows we will be sinless. It means we will have a spiritual body. We will share in the Lord's glory, not just when we get there, but forever. Because that's what heaven is. It's a place God has prepared for all believers and only believers. So when we get there, we will share in his glory forever. And it will last, as I said, forever. How long will you live on this earth? My deceased brother, one of them, got really worried as he got close to the age of 72. I know you're going to say, what's 72? Well, that's how old my mom and my dad both were, 7 years apart, but they both died at age 72, and so he figured that's when I'm going to die too. Well, he made it to 77. He didn't know. We don't know. In my work, I've had stillborn babies. I've had crib deaths. I've had plane crashes. I've had car accidents. I had one young man collapsed at second base, died of heart failure. I've had young people die of cancer. I had one young lady confirmed. She had cystic fibrosis. She made it for her examination and excelled. She made it for her confirmation and her confirmation celebration afterwards, although during the celebration she had to go into her room and rest. Then I get a phone call, but the next Sunday was her first communion. She's in the hospital. She didn't make it to the church that Sunday. So right after church, I took off for the hospital. Got to the hospital, her mom and dad and her sister were there, and she looked to be unresponsive. And yet I looked at her and I could just see a little sparkle. So I said, I'm going to give her communion. And I'm going to give it to you and to her parents and her sister too. And so I prepared it, the wafer, just an itty bitty piece dipped in the wine. She stuck her tongue out at me. I put the little piece of wafer on her tongue. Tears streamed down. And an hour later, she died. Her parents will never forget that. Their daughter made it to her first communion and is now in heaven. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but it will end. That's not the case with heaven. We know when we get there, it will never end. And so he says, today, Easter, and every day, search for ways to be ready for heaven. Honor God. Listen to him. Obey him. And above all, trust him. And he will not let you down. Yes, Easter time is a time to search, to find out how we can truly honor God and what our eternal future will be. Christ is risen. He will also rise on Judgment Day to honor himself. Then our Easter search will be over. Then heaven will be ours. Amen.